great to be here. Thank you for everybody attending this press conference. A special thanks to Terry and Kim Pegula, our owners, our Ted Black, our president, our executive staff, Ted Nolan, our coach here. I want to thank our organization, our whole organization, for their patience during this process. I would also like to thank all the candidates for the opportunity to interview them, their organizations. In particular, I'd like to thank Brian Murray from the Ottawa Senators and John Davidson from Columbus Blue Jackets for obviously their opportunity to hire these candidates here today. I'd like to also take this time. It's kind of comfortable for me to be in the middle, playing center my whole life. To have these wingers is pretty special. The guy to my right here, I don't know what else you can say other than the Olympics are around the corner. He's won a gold medal in 1980. He's won championships, Stanley Cups. He's a Hall of Famer. We're so excited and proud to have him on board as a special assistant and advisor to the hockey department. I can't tell you, Craig, how proud we are to have you. Thank you. On my left, we have a great tradition here in Buffalo. I think the first great general manager who had an eye for talent was Punch Himlach, brought the French Connection here to Buffalo. I think we have the next great eye for talent, an evaluator. He's paid his dues. He's done everything in the game. He's done a great job developing hockey players. He's going to bring in, along with our staff, the next great Buffalo Sabres for our future. I'm proud to announce our next general manager, Tim Murray.
Thanks, Pat. I'd like to thank Terry and Kim Pegula and Pat LaFontaine for giving me this opportunity. This is my first GM job, obviously. I've had, I think, some opportunities in the past to get my name in the ring. And this is the first time that I thought that it's a real serious job and the right situation and the right time for me to come to a city like Buffalo where, you know, you just strap on your boots and strap on your skates and work hard. And that's my history. That's where I'm from. My background is in evaluating players and people, and I think this is the right time for me to start doing that again. And I'm extremely happy that I've been given this opportunity. I'd also like to thank my my wife and three kids for 21 years of patience and not seeing me a lot, for being on the road, and they've obviously put up with a lot. And they're not here today, but this is an exciting day for them also. And there are a lot of people that aren't here also that have helped me, and that's the scouts, the guys that do all the work. I got the opportunity based on the people that have helped me get here, and there's a large amount of them, but there's a few core people, and I'm not going to name them. They know who they are, and without them, you know, I would just be a hockey guy. I wouldn't be considered a special talent or a guy able to find special players. So you can't do it on your own, and there are guys out there that are in their cars right now going to games or getting ready to go to games, and they've been a big influence on me and a big help for me. And lastly, the guy, Brian Murray, who gave me the opportunity 21 years ago to get into this business, and has brought me along, has really been a mentor for me, and he obviously gave me the opportunity to leave him and come here, or have the chance to at least talk about the job here, which worked out. So that's it for me.
Thanks, Tim. I'd like to introduce now, on my right here, Hall of Famer Craig Patrick.
Thank you, Pat. It's great to be here today. Getting to know Pegulas a little more. I met them several years ago, but they're great people. I think everybody's realizing that here in Buffalo. I've known Ted Black for a long time, Ted Nolan. It's just great to be part of this family. I'm really looking forward to being part of it. I've had many rebuilds in my career. I was a GM for 23 years and rebuilt a lot of teams, and this is going to be fun, and I'm really anxious to get started, and I'm just happy to be here. Thank you very much.
Mark and Ian have microphones. If any questions from the media, just raise your hand. Paul?
Pat and Craig, what is Craig's role going to be now in the hockey department?
Craig is going to be a special assistant and advisor to the hockey department.
What does that amount to?
He's going to be around. He's going to help evaluate. He's got the experience. He's won Stanley Cups. As he said, he's gone through rebuilds. I think his advice and his experience is going to be tremendously valuable through this process.
Adam?
Adam Benigni, WGRZ. What will be, for Pat and Tim, division of power, I guess, isn't maybe the right word, but how will you do envision working together within the hockey department?
Well, he's the general manager in the day-to-day operations. One thing I found out during this process and interviewing, and it's been a great process, and I interviewed some tremendous candidates out there. I wanted to find the right fit for our organization. I think Tim's eye for talent, he's done a great job in Binghamton. They just won the Calder Cup a few years ago. He's gone through these rebuilds, in a sense, and it's a team. Really, it's kind of the office of the general manager, but Tim's going to wear the hat, and he's earned it. He spent 20, 21 years on the road. He's done every job to get to this point. His last job has been as an assistant general manager, and he's had some success everywhere he's been. And he's going to have success here in Buffalo, and we'll work together as a team. It's going to take a team, and that's what we're all about, whether it's in the hockey operations department or whether it's on the ice. It's about the team.
John?
Tim, over. Hi, John Vogel with the Buffalo News. As you mentioned, your resume appears to show you're ready. As you mentioned, this is the right situation. What was it about this situation in particular that made it the right one?
I think a lot of things came together, obviously, with talking to Pat. He showed a lot of interest and a lot of respect in what I'd done in the past, which wasn't a big job or a glamorous job. So I think he told me and showed to me that the importance of scouting, of evaluating. And I think that's evaluating is everything in our game. We do it every day. You're not supposed to do it, but we do it. We judge every day. And you want to make better judgments every day versus making poor judgments. And so he's right. It's a team. You know, I may be talking to a general manager, but when you get off that phone, you're discussing that conversation with the people around you, and they're all, everybody's a sounding board, and the better people that are around you, the better decisions you're going to make. So I think that, and there are good prospects here that the people here before me have acquired. I like that, and obviously ownership allows you to do your job. It allows you to spend money when the time is right, but that's on the ice. But it's development, putting in a program, and we've talked a little bit about it last night, and you know, they're very open to doing things properly, and if it costs a little more money, then we're going to do it. And I think development, you can draft a guy in the first round. If you don't develop him right and you're not on the ball with him, you can lose him. And the other side of it is you can draft a guy in the fifth round, and if he's developed right and you do all the right things, he could become a player. So it's about detail, and I see a lot of good people in the organization and a lot of good things happening. It might not look like it from the outside, but from inside, I think great things can happen here by working hard, and it was attractive to me.
Jeff?
Tim, Jeff Russo right here from Channel 7. First of all, welcome to Buffalo. Congratulations. One of the big first decisions you'll have to make will come at head coach. What do you know about Ted Nolan as a head coach? Who will have the final say on the permanent role, and how will Nolan in the interim basis roll into that decision?
I know Ted from arenas. Seen him in arenas watching games, whether he was watching his kid or scouting or scouting for Sault Ste. Marie. It's been I've known him a long time on a casual basis. He's the coach of this team. I got the job last night. I'm going to come in here and try to establish a relationship with Ted and his coaching staff, get to know them. But he's the coach right now, and whatever happens going forward will determine everything else. But there's no preconceived notions. He's the coach of the hockey team, and I'm looking forward to getting to know him and to getting to know the staff and to getting to know the style that they – the style of coaches they are and the style they want to play. And I have had ideas and Pat has ideas, and it's a clean slate here, and it's the same thing I'm going to tell the players. And it's a cliche, but that's the way it is. So right now he's the coach. Right now his assistants are his assistants, and we're going to continue to play games and try to get better.
Mike?
Tim, Mike Harrington of the Buffalo News. Yep. Mike Harrington of the News. Tell us a little bit about your philosophy of how you want this team to be built, and specifically in the short term, how are you going to approach the Ryan Miller situation? A lot of guys want a franchise goaltender. A lot of guys think with the cap it doesn't need to be done at big money. How do you attack the Miller situation going forward initially?
So how to build a team or Ryan Miller?
Well, I mean, the issue is, you know, do you build a team with a goaltender? Do you sit down with Ryan and talk contract, or do you... I mean, well, what are your initial short-term plans? He's the guy everyone wants to know about.
Well, right off the bat, short-term is to talk to Kevin Devine and go over the scouting staff. And obviously we're going to have one high pick or two high picks this year. So my short-term goal in the next couple of days is to go over lists and reports with him and to make sure that we're on the right page draft-wise, because that's how you build a team. You build a team through the draft. Good drafting allows you to trade well, and then you use free agency to put you over the top. So that's my philosophy. I think that we've discussed that. I think that's the way to go forward here. And that can be done quickly. You may trade draft picks for established young players from other teams that don't have the money to sign them to their next contract. That's still part of the rebuilding process because they're young. They fit the mold of what you're trying to do here. As far as the veteran guys that are UFAs, that is a short-term decision also coming with the trade deadline coming, and that's the market dictates that. I can't go out and tell you right now I'm going to trade all the pending UFAs if there's no market to trade them. If there's a market and it makes sense, this team's in last place right now. Everybody can be traded. And it has to make sense. You just don't make trades for me to come in here and show you guys that I'm active and I think I'm smart. That's not the way to go about it. So I think our phones will ring off the hooks here if going forward on these guys. And I believe that the market will dictate certainly what you get for them, and it'll also dictate if you are going to trade them or not. And that's vague, but that's just reality.
Pete?
Tim, Pete Gallivan from Channel 2 here in Buffalo, right back in the... Yeah. Just wondering, we've been looking forward a little bit. Look back, what part of your resume and what your experiences prepares you most for this position and moving forward?
Well, I think the foundation in scouting... prepares you for a lot of this job. I think personality comes into play, decisiveness. Are you willing to make tough decisions? And I think that maybe was part of Pat's decision on me. But my background is in scouting. I've done a lot of different managerial jobs as far as contracts and stuff like that. But I mean, I think the main thing is evaluating players, being able to project players, being able to understand what constitutes a good trade or an average trade or a bad trade, knowing the market, as the previous question was directed at, trading the older guys. I just think that just being in the field and I believe having a pretty good eye has set me up to get in this position right now.
Bucky?
Bucky Gleason, Buffalo News, right here. Can you tell me, anybody that's up there, Craig, whether you know what the marriage was with Tim, who brought you guys together, Tim, what what did you like about Craig? Craig, what did you like about Tim that you figured it would work?
I didn't know until yesterday that Tim was going to be here, and I don't think Tim knew I was going to be here. So I think Pat should probably answer the question.
I'll answer that one. I think one of the commitments I have to Terry and Kim Pegula was to put together what I thought would be the best hockey operations team to build the best team for the future for the Buffalo Sabres. And I've identified Tim Murray and Craig Patrick as pieces to that hockey operations team that's going to really help us get to where we need to be.
If I could just follow that up.
Yeah, sure.
Craig, did you knew that you were coming here, but you didn't know who the general manager was going to be?
That's correct.
Okay.
Adam. Oh, Jim.
Adam. This is thanks. This is for in the back here, guys. Over here back left to your. Sorry. This is for Craig and for Tim. When you look at the number of picks and maybe some of the prospects, the assets this organization has right now moving forward, how would you evaluate, you know, that overall picture in terms of a rebuild?
Well, I think there are some good pieces here. Obviously, the two defensemen come to mind from last year. I was at the World Junior watching them on behalf of Ottawa. They jump out at you. You know that they're NHL players. It's how much help you're going to give them and how you're going to help them become better than that. And that's my goal here is to put an emphasis on development of the people that are already here. And these guys are both NHL players, and it's just how high can we get them there. There's also pieces on the team. There are young guys on the team that I like. I liked in their draft years. I've liked as a scout coming in here or assistant GM coming in here and watching them play from an opposing team. There are pieces here, so the cupboard's not bare. In saying that, there are a couple positions that we have to improve on, and that's our goal going forward.
Follow up also, the number of, you know, first and second round high draft picks you have looking forward to.
They're assets. I mean, we may like the guy that's there when we're picking. We may package a couple to move up. We may package a couple for an established young player. I mean, there's no set answer on that. You need a dance partner to make trades, and the closer you get to the draft, the clearer the picture becomes on who's going to be available.
John Worrell.
Tim. Yep. John Worrell with the Associated Press. Welcome aboard. How would you the big question in the past here at the GM spot was how aggressive a general manager will be in making decisions. How would you define yourself as far as being an aggressive decision maker in maybe not jumping the gun, but just how aggressive do you intend to be?
I would consider myself somewhat aggressive. I think you gather all the information, and then you make a decision. And I don't think it takes you 2 days to make a decision or 2 weeks to make a decision. I think you gather the information, you talk to your people, you listen, and then you make a call. And it's never been a problem in the past. If you look at our history as far as making trades or making big trades or big deals or moving up in the draft to draft high talent, and the names are out there. I mean, I'm sure you've done your homework, so no, I believe I'm a fairly aggressive guy and not afraid to make a mistake, and I think that's the key thing.
Jim?
Pat, I just had a...
Sure, John.
I just had a follow-up, because you mentioned it, the trade this past summer. What role did you... How big of a role did you play in that Bobby Ryan trade with, you know, that made that move?
You know, Brian Murray made the trade, and Brian talks to a couple people, and we do things fairly quickly in that fashion. And he asks your opinion, then he asks what you think as far as doing it or not doing it, and then he makes a call. And he's the one that made the call, and he makes the call to the general managers. But I mean, is it a personality trait or whatever you want to call it that you're decisive and you do things when you think they're right.
Jim?
Pat, over here. Jim Fink, Business First. With these hires, does this solidify your vision of what that you think the hockey department should be, at least the hierarchy?
These are pieces to the hockey department. We're growing. And we want to be the best hockey department and be the best hockey team and best coaching staff and try to be the best in all areas. So, you know, when you bring people on board with great talent and character, I don't think, and I think if you bring somebody in here with an agenda and an ego, they don't work together. So when Craig Patrick took the job, he couldn't have been more excited. When Tim Murray took the job, he couldn't have been more excited. And we'll all work together as a team.
John?
Tim? There are upwards of 50 scouts here in the organization. What does that mean for a GM, and will you be making additions, and will there be turnover to the scouting department?
Did you say 50? I don't think that's accurate.
Not quite that many, but 50 people maybe.
Yeah, no worries.
Again, it's my first day, and we talked more about philosophy and versus specific people. So again, I haven't read one report yet. I haven't got my computer yet. I asked them to get me a computer as quick as possible so I could start looking at lists and looking at reports. And I have to talk to Kevin and get his opinion. Scouts are like a hockey team. You have first liners, you have third liners, you have fourth liners. If you have more fourth liners than first liners, then obviously you have to make changes. And I certainly haven't determined that here yet. So would there be turnover here? I guess possibly if we could, we agreed that there was a top guy out there that we could add to the staff, that's what you want to do. But I haven't made any decisions on scouting. I haven't read a report, so I really have no opinion on that right now.
Adam?
This is for Pat. There's been a fair amount of speculation, particularly over the last couple of days, about the overall hiring process. Was it a prerequisite in any way, shape, or form that whatever candidate you did hire work with Ted Nolan for a specified period of time?
One of the things I did was, during this process, I identified a short list, and I realized through this it was very valuable, and I was able to identify other candidates to meet with. I was interested in all of their philosophy, interested in their coaching philosophy, interested in their scouting philosophy, interested in how they evaluate, what kind of leadership they showed. It was a number of things that I was interested in. And after doing that, and it was a process, I think the patience for me paid off. I had upwards of over 14 meetings and a lot of different candidates, but it was a real valuable process, and my job was to find the best fit for the Buffalo Sabres and our future, and that's what I did.
Paul?
Pat, now that you have these men in place, what is your job going to be now? What is your day going to be like when you come to work?
Well, I think as president, you know, you're managing people, you're making sure everybody's doing their jobs, making sure everything's going in the right direction. I'm still not done. We still have a lot of work. We're like Tim said, we're in 30th place. We've got a lot of work in front of us. And I think patience is really important still. Our fans here, we want them to grow with us. I think we're interested also in our future, hopefully bringing home some players that are maybe from this area or neighboring areas or southern Ontario. We want to make this a destination for them.
Jerry?
Tim, Jerry Sullivan at the Buffalo News. In all sports, they say a new general manager always wants his own guy. I know you're gonna. That Teddy's the coach, but do you have a list of guys, you know, from all your time anticipating a possible head coach, a GM job that you might consider? Do you have a list?
Well, Teddy's my guy right now, and that's what I said earlier.
Right. The question's about: do you have guys in your mind?
Sure. I've been in the league for 21 years, and you establish a lot of good relationships, and I got some. Some great congratulations and thank yous via email or text or phone call from multiple hockey people in different positions. So, but do I have a specific guy? No, I'm open-minded about this coming in, and again, as I said, I want to establish a relationship with Teddy and his staff, and I want to move forward doing that. I don't want to think about negativity right now. I want to think about being positive and moving forward here and working hard. And that's what I'm going to do, and hopefully it works out.